This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Dr. Shireen Cater, Appellant versus Harris, Stowe State University and Board of Regents of Harris Stowe State College respondents, decided December 24, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Dr. Shireen Cater, no, ED112158, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus Honorable Teresa C. Burke Harris, Stowe State University, and Board of Regents of Harris, Stowe State College, respondents. Filed, December 24, 2024. Introduction. Dr. Shireen Cater, Dr. Cater, appeals the judgment entered in favor of the Board of Regents of Harris Stowe State College and Harris Stowe State University, collectively, Harris Stowe, following a jury verdict on Dr. Cater's claims of discrimination and retaliation under the Missouri Human Rights Act, MHRA. Dr. Cater raises 2 points on appeal. In point I, Dr. Cater contends the trial court erred in admitting an email from one of Harris Stowe's employees to Dr. Cater into evidence because its content included highly prejudicial hearsay. In point two, Dr. Cater asserts the trial court erred in allowing Harris Stowe's witness to testify about his emotional response to Dr. Cater's lawsuit because his response was not logically or legally relevant. This court denies both points on appeal because Dr. Cater failed to develop an argument demonstrating reversible error. Two, accordingly, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. Dr. Cater brought suit against her employer, Harris Stowe, under the MHRA, alleging retaliation and discrimination based on race and national origin. The matter proceeded to trial. At the first trial, the jury returned a verdict in favor of Harris Stowe on Dr. Cater's race discrimination claim, but in Dr. Cater's favor on her retaliation and national origin discrimination claims. Dr. Cater was awarded $750,000 in actual damages and $175 million in punitive damages. Harris Stowe appealed to this court, arguing the jury instructions were erroneous and prejudicial. This court agreed and reversed the trial court's judgment, holding the trial court committed prejudicial instructional error. Cater Vir BD of Regents of Harris Stowe State Univ, number ED104289, SW3D, 2018, WL326519, at 5, Modus Appint ED Jan, a 9, 2018. The Supreme Court of Missouri granted transfer of the case and held jury instructions 8 and 9 were erroneous and prejudicial. Cater versus BD of Regents of Harris Stowe State Univ, 565 SW3D 182, 190, Mona Bank, 2019. The judgment was reversed and the case was remanded for a new trial on Dr. Cater's national origin discrimination and retaliation claims. A second trial was held in July and August of 2023, and the jury found in favor of Harris Stowe on both of Dr. Cater's claims. This appeal follows. Applicable principles of review. A trial court enjoys considerable discretion in the admission or exclusion of evidence, and absent clear abuse of discretion, its action will not be grounds for reversal. Dash v. Taylor, 668, SW3D 580, 588, Mo Appier, ED 2023, quoting Cox v. Kahn, City Chiefs Football Club, 473 SW3D 107, 114, Mo Bonk 2015. But regardless of the standard of review, a trial court's judgment is presumed correct, and an appellant bears the burden of proving his or her claims of three error. Gibson v. Rice, 571 SW3D 232, 236, Modes App and SD 2019. An argument is not properly before an appellate court if it merely makes bald assertions of general principles of law and never develops how such principles mandate reversal in the factual context of the particular case. Firestone v. Van Holt, 186, SW3D 319, 324, Mo App WD 2005, quoting Eagle X Real Estier of Eagle v. Redmond, 80 SW3D 920, 924, Mo App WD 2002. It is not within the province of an appellate court to decide an argument that is merely asserted but not developed. Idinar's discussion points Y and the Sao Ha. For ease of analysis, we discuss Dr. Cater's points on appeal together. In point I, Dr. Cater contends the trial court erred in admitting an email from one of Harris Stowe's employees to Dr. Cater because the email contained highly prejudicial hearsay. In point two, Dr. Cater asserts the trial court erred in allowing Harris Stowe's witness to testify about his emotional response to Dr. Cater's lawsuit because his response was not logically or legally relevant. This court holds Dr. Cater failed to meet her burden on appeal of demonstrating reversible error. Dr. Cater's argument section for point one is comprised of the applicable standard of review, a short summary of the principles of law relating to hearsay, and a three-sentence argument without citation to case law or the record, in summary.